one last time remind them, my peace I leave with you. Do you have peace of the Lord today? He has offered that peace by way of what he taught. He said we would have peace with forgiveness. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not be condemned. There's no peace with failing to believe in the Lord, but there's great peace with believing and being baptized in Christ. The opportunity that we have today to be people who are living in that peace and that added forgiveness is a wonderful thing. But more than that, we can live with Him from day to day, knowing that He is ever with us. And when Paul writes in Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and those that are called according to His purpose. We can say, I am called. I've answered that call according to His purpose. And I'm living for Him. And I know that every step I make, I'm not alone. I'm not by myself. I'm comforted. And that's one thing that peace does offer to us greatly. A comfort. When people are at peace, they're comforted. And in 2 Corinthians 1, he says, you use that same comfort to comfort others in their time of sorrow, in their time of trouble. You may give many gifts, but there's a way to give peace into yourself. A way of salvation, a way of forgiveness, a way of comfort. My peace, Jesus said, I leave with you. Let's not stand today, but let's unite together in this old song that Tom has chosen for us tonight to remind us of coming to the Lord. And you can let us know you're coming to the Lord at any of the other moments of time before we leave here today. So,